Thank you for listening to this podcast from KX93.5, Laguna's only FM. We invite you to listen to more music and talk on our grassroots non-profit radio station in Laguna Beach, California, from anywhere in the world on kx935.com/listen or on our smartphone apps. But right now, here's that podcast from KX93.5.
Welcome to Caroline's Cause Corner, highlighting a local social change maker, activist, or nonprofit leader.
Good morning, everybody. Hi, Jason.
Hi, good morning. Good morning.
TGIF.
Yeah, and happy Mother's Day weekend, too.
Oh, well, thank you.
Got and your boy here. What are you doing, Luke?
Yeah,
are you
Luke, what are you doing?
You got flowers for them with your mom? You just say nod or...
Oh, he just happens to not have a mic for the first time.
Yeah. lucky boy.
Well, today we are talking about a project that I'm very involved with called the Newport Harbor Underwater Cleanup. And I have two of my dearest friends, birthday boy, Mark Ward.
Thank you.
Happy birthday.
Thank you.
And my dear friend, BFF, Melinda Williams. Good morning, guys.
Good morning. Thank you for having us.
So happy to have you here. And we're talking about the very first annual Newport Harbor Underwater Cleanup. Why don't you, Melinda, tell us where this whole thing started?
Well, I guess it started about 4 years ago with Help Your Harbor, which Mark Ward and Billy Dutton and Eric Pike started. And the first Saturday of every month, we've had a couple hundred volunteers going out in Newport Harbor in the Back Bay, cleaning up surface trash and plastics. To date, we have over 20,000 pounds of trash, and we included groups with the Rotary Club and Orange Coast College have all brought out volunteers and surf riders
in the last 4 years.
Yes.
So let's just backtrack. Help Your Harbor is sort of the parent organization.
It's a consortium of organizations, including Riding Currents Expedition, Newport Irvine Rotary Club, Balboa Bay Club, Duffy Boats. We all came together, like Melinda said, about 4 years ago. Surf Rider Foundation. Yeah, we're going to forget a few names here, but it's a collaboration. Those are pretty much the main participants.
So this year we decided to add an underwater element. So the first Saturday of every month we clean up surface trash, but this particular year we decided let's throw in an underwater element. So we're hosting an event at the Balboa Bay Club on Saturday, June the 3rd, and we're having about 100 or more, maybe up to 200 volunteer certified scuba divers as well as land-based volunteers to go out and clean underwater some of the public docks as well as some of the docks down from the Balboa Bay Club. We have quite a few docks earmarked. Duffy is part of our team and is earmarked boats for us to deploy divers. It's going to be a good time.
It's going to be amazing. Okay, so let's. Where was the inspiration, Mark, for the underwater cleanup? Was it because you saw another city doing it?
Well, we've been cleaning above water with the volunteers and kayaks and stand-up paddle boards. And from above water, you can see below water. And we started asking ourselves, why isn't anyone doing anything about this? We investigated where they're doing it. They're actually doing underwater cleanups in Avalon Harbor and Catalina, as well as Dana Point. Mm-hmm. Avalon's been doing this for 36 years. Newport Beach, as far as we know, has not had any organized underwater cleanup. They dredge the main channels, but underneath the docks, the stuff that falls to the bottom usually stays there until hopefully this first Saturday in June when we go to pick it up.
So my friend who lived on Balboa Island, who's going to be participating as a volunteer in the cleanup, she wrote on the Facebook page, her first week or something that she lived on the island, she saw a crane pulling a clawfoot tub out of the harbor. Oh. And so, I mean, think about it. There could be some, you know, even though they dredge, there still could be some pretty major things that have been sitting under there for, you know, for eons.
I'm pretty sure I lost a Rolex down there. So if that is found, that comes straight back to me.
I love it. Okay, so the Newport Harbor Underwater Cleanup is June 3rd. It's at the Balboa Bay Club. Let's talk about how many divers we have, what we need, and volunteers as well.
We always need more volunteers, both certified divers as well as land-based volunteers. Best thing to do is to go to our website to register for free. By the way, free breakfast, free lunch, free t-shirt, and a band. This is going to be a rockin' fun day. And we have a dozen or so exhibitors of nonprofit environmentally minded organizations that will have pop-up tents there and giving out educational information.
Okay, so let's just be clear that the dive And it's all volunteer based, and you can sign up at Newport Harbor Underwater Cleanup.com. Go ahead, Mark.
NHUnderwaterCleanup.com.
Okay. And then we are also having a post event party that's $20 to get in, and that donation goes directly to the
effort. Yeah, but let's be clear, if you actually sign up and volunteer, if you're a land-based volunteer or a diver, you're in the party for free. Only people that didn't participate in the volunteering will then pay $20 to come in.
Okay, so, yes, Jason?
Would you mind?
Go ahead. this is like, come on, trash.
The elephant in the room here is a shark.
Oh.
What are we doing about sharks?
Our divers are going to be in water that's about like 6 to 10 feet right at the edge of
the
dock.
Harbor.
I think we're pretty safe.
I didn't mean to bring something up that's like to rock the boat here, but, you know, pardon the pun. But
we'll be issuing shark repellent to all scuba dive volunteers.
You know, scuba divers are kind of like into that, you know, like encountering a shark face to face, right? It's part of the...
Somebody
part
like
of
me who never goes in the ocean, the idea of that. I got a WhatsApp message from cousins in England this morning sending me like an article in the BBC about the 15 sharks off Newport Coast last weekend. Well, hopefully they've been and gone anyway.
That is so funny. Well, just really quick, wrapping up, let's just go back to Help Your Harbor. You guys have done 4 years of tireless every weekend beach cleanups, and your coalition of organizations is really phenomenal. And anybody that is out there that wants to be part of Help Your Harbor, how do they get in touch with you?
Well, Help Your Harbor has a website as well. It's helpyourharbor.com. You can go on there. You can, or through Newport Harbor Underwater Cleanup, you can reach us either way. We do have a good list of sponsors for the event, as well as sponsoring our underwater or our above water cleanups. But we're always looking for more people to be involved.
Right, good. Okay.
Well, and you know, the point is, as far as cleaning up the trash and plastics out of the ocean, is that it's not a one-day event. It's an everyday event.
That's right.
So we all need to do our part every day. When you see that plastic straw or whatever you're walking by, just pick it up and get it into a trash can. Don't let it rain and get into the water.
The number one thing, and I've said this on the show many, many, many times, that you can do out there, listeners, to help with the plastics problem in our oceans and waters, don't use plastic straws. Number one problem, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's a big one.
Yep.
Oh, and coffee cup tops.
Water bottles and water bottle caps. I think I probably see those almost more than anything else.
All right. So let's be, you know, like mindful when we're, you know, getting a drink. You don't need the straw. Mm-hmm. You don't need the top to the coffee cup unless you're in the car. Mm-hmm. Like, and, you know, water bottles get yourself your own water bottle, right?
Anybody who's been to the Pacific Marine Mammal Center will tell you, they show you a big jar of plastic that was taken from the belly of one animal.
Exactly.
You know, it's very dangerous.
And they're one of our exhibitors, too. They'll be there.
Good, because they're a wonderful organization, too. Of course they are, you know. But I wonder about sharks. Let me think about this. I'm a little obsessed with it. But what are sharks scared of? Are they the top of the food chain?
All right, yeah, Melinda's our marine biologist.
I've actually been diving with many sharks, and I've never been harassed.
No?
No, I still have some bull sharks and off of Bimini.
I'm very sweet. See, they're very attractive to me. Now, I'm just wondering if we could use a scare shark, like a scarecrow. You put something in the ocean that they're scared of.
Well, you know, the bottom line is that, you know, we are just not that appealing to them. They really are going for a seal or a fish.
It's very unusual. Yeah. I'm being silly, and
they're
don't mean to make fun of your
event.
They're
going to spit you out because you're bitter anyway.
Oh, my God.
Well done. Oh, excellent. If I could find the drum roll, I would play it.
Well done.
It's a great event. Very nice.
All right. Well, Mark Ward, happy birthday.
Thank you. What are you doing
for your birthday?
Thank you. We're going to Big Bear Lake, taking the kids and the dog, and got a cabin, going to build a fire.
Yeah, I've got Max in here. He is like, Max, it's your first time on Cause Corner. Yeah. Welcome to the show.
Yeah, the doggy's here. It's a big old dog, that compared to Mrs. Pickles. I don't know where I'd put that in my apartment.
Yeah, Max has a lot of place to run around. And Melinda Williams, thank you so much.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you so much for all you do.
And everybody register. Come on out to Balboa Bay Club on Saturday, June 3rd.
NHUnderwaterCleanup.com.
These guys are pros. I didn't even
know.
Do
you know what? You've
them.
Got great voices for the radio, too. I was thinking that.
Yes,
really
they
cool.
Do. Thank you. They're great. And all right, everybody, have a great Friday. June 3rd on your calendar. Come out. Volunteer. Divers, sign up. We need a few more divers and volunteers, but we're, you know, it's going to sell out because we definitely have a quota of what we can, of the amount of people we can take. So check it out. And if you've got any other really cool event or a person you want me to interview, go to the Caroline's Cause Corner Facebook page and let me know all about it. And that's it for this week. Until next time, this is Caroline for Caroline's Cause Corner. Make it a giving day.
And happy Mother's Day, devoted Mother Caroline.
Oh, thank you. Thank you.
Yeah. Thanks again, you guys.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you.
Hey, this is Alice Cooper for Caroline's Cause Corner. Support your local charities and get involved. Until next time, make it a giving day.